Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's get back into the conversation around the Subway Series. Here's why Yankee fans are going to boo Juan Soto. There's so many things. It's not about his contract, right? $760 million is enough for anyone to be a Yankee. John Sterling told me that when he was on air with me. He said, well, clearly he didn't want to be a Yankee. I didn't want to offer him $760 million, but Hal Steinbrenner did. Because Hal Steinbrenner heard the fans and understood how much fans wanted this guy, how much this guy helped Aaron Judge and the team get to the World Series, how clutch this guy is. So it's not about the money, and it's not about fans that were in Juan Soto. Like, what are we talking about with that? Stop using that as an example. If you were in his shoes, you'd do the same thing. We'll never be in his shoes. We'll never get the opportunity to choose between $765 million and $760 million. But it wasn't just the money. And if you do want to lay out the money, the Mets contract was masterful. It was much more. The actual value of $1 million suite every year for 15 years, security detail, a shopping spree for your mom whenever she would like, a clothing allowance. That's a lot of money on top of the premium seats in the Clover Field Club that you're getting. The Yankees weren't doing that. The Yankees are about their business. And the Yankees have had so many legends come through. Juan Soto is not bigger or better than the legends of the past or the legend that they have on this team now. Could you imagine the Yankees right now with Juan Soto in right field? We wouldn't have seen so much of Trent Grisham. We wouldn't have seen so much of just what we have right now with Aaron Judge being Aaron Judge. He'd have to play center field. Maybe he doesn't have the same start to the year. Trent Grisham would be glued on the bench. They wouldn't play him in left field. Maybe we wouldn't see as much of Dominguez because Cody Bellinger would be there more times than not. So everything worked out for both sides. Juan Soto was a need for the Mets. When you have the richest owner in the sport who has spent money and burnt money on guys like Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander, and now it was time. Go get the highest paid free agent ever. Go make that deal to have the largest contract in the history of American sports. Good. But what it was for the Yankee fan, and I can't speak for all Yankee fans, but the ones that I talked to and myself, this guy was showered with love. He was boo-proof. No one is boo-proof. Judge, Hal. I don't know how many times I told you I was in there Derek Jeter night. Hal walked out with a check for Jeter. The fans booed him, and I think it was over the trade deadline or somebody that they didn't get or whatever. Juan Soto was boo-proof. Fans would not boo him because they wanted him to come back. He had the loudest roll call. Juan Soto, louder than Aaron Judge. So those fans showed you all that love. You came out there every game, and it was lit from start to finish. Those fans bought your jersey. Those fans backed you up. They followed you. They hyped you up. They put you on this level that made you so appealing to the team across town. And it's the way that you left, like I said, after the World Series, where every Yankee fan was destroyed, crushed, because the Yankees brought us up to the highest of highs thinking, hey, we're about to force a game six, and then they unraveled in the fifth inning. After that game, I think the way that he handled his press conference was in bad taste a bit. I think that he could have handled that differently. We know that you're the prize free agent on the market. You don't need to hold court in Yankee Stadium. That was one of those, if George was alive moments, George would have came right down there and shooed him away, got him along. Hey, enough already. You're holding court for all of these media members about Steve Cohen in my building, about the Mets in my building, about you being available to all 30 teams. You're not available to all 30 teams, Juan. Don't lie to us. We watched the game. You're not going back to Nationals Park. You're not going back to Petco Park. There was only one place that you were going to go if it wasn't the Yankees. And it's about the way that you did it. 888-808-1019. In our darkest, lowest moment, you were good because you were one step closer to the money. And then when you did take the money and we learned about, which some fans still think is just a $5 million difference, it's not. It's like, okay, you didn't want to be a Yankee. And we could reach for any reason from Aaron Judge and not being in his shadow to wanting to be a legend because you can much easier become a legend with the Mets than you can with the Yankees. But what you sold people on was a future that you saw. You sold people on 6 to 7 years, right, of the Yankees being good, which is basically till Judge's contract is up, and then you not knowing, right, that only halfway through your 15-year deal would the Yankees be good. The Yankees are good every year. The Yankees are the most consistent franchise over the last 30 years. So what are you talking about, bro? That let me know that you don't understand, because also in your press conference you said it's a Mets town. Just got to win. We're going to build a dynasty. What? Where? What are you talking about, bro? I did see the, you know, Once Upon a Time in Flushing or whatever it was, that 30 for 30 about the 80s, but that was way before Juan Soto was born. Juan Soto was only 26 years old. I don't think he knew what he was doing with this rivalry going from Yankees to Mets. I don't think he knew how much he was going to get hated on. He was just always after the biggest contract, and congrats to him, he got it. But the Yankee fans aren't mad about the money. We're mad about the way you acted after the World Series, the fact that you chose the Mets and tried to make it not seem about money. You made it about a family vibe, and you talked about them building a dynasty and how it's going to be a Mets town, and, oh, the Yankees are only going to be good for 6 to 7 years. And you even said that the Mets weren't the highest bidder. Stop lying, bro. Just tell the truth. You got on a podcast and say, oh, yeah, there were some other teams. It wasn't the Mets. You went out of your way to try to make the Mets seem like something that most of us, we don't see them as Yankee fans. We weren't brought up that way. We don't look at the Mets like that. We don't look at the Mets like you look at the Mets, Juan. So when you come into Yankee Stadium with that Met uniform on, which is at least negative 15 swag points, you look better in the pinstripes. Just understand all of this pent-up aggression and all of these feelings and all of these things that people have had to deal with from Met fans coming into Yankee Stadium wearing a Juan Soto Mets jersey, and that's why you really started to hear the F Juan Soto chants break out. Like, now you're going to hear them. Now you're going to see people turn. There's a thin line between love and hate. Now you're about to actually see the Yankee fan, the Bronx Zoo, these wild and crazy fans. They're not going to do anything to you. So any of you goofies talking about people getting thrown out or Juan Soto, say they're not going to throw anything at him or do anything to him. Nobody's going to rush the field. But yeah, they're going to heckle. They're going to say everything that they could think of. There's going to be some creative ones. There's going to be some not so creative ones. But that is the spirit of all of this. It's a rivalry. It's a crosstown rivalry. And you went across town thinking that you could live? You went across town thinking that we were going to let you live? Hell no. I can't wait for Friday. 888-808-1019. Mo is in Queens on the fan. What's up, Mo?
Yeah, hey, Keith. Long-time listener, first-time caller. So I am in Queens, but I am a Yankee fan. I was thinking, everyone's been saying that, you know, Watson, are we going to boo him? Are we going to not when he comes up? There was a headline from last year when Soto was out for whatever reason. I remember he was injured or something. But the Yankee fans were chanting during Grisham's at-bats, "We want Soto." And Judge said afterwards that he didn't like that. I thought maybe Grisham's doing so well this year. How about when Soto's at-bat, we get the place pumping with Trent Grisham chants?
I think that could happen. I think that's already been floated out there. I think that is clever, right? Trent Grisham. If we're chanting Trent Grisham every time he comes up to bat instead of just loud boos, which are going to happen anyway, that is more creative. And I'm glad you brought that up. Thanks for the call, Mo. Right, I do remember the Captain Judge coming out there and echoing what I was saying. I come up in the bleachers, and I know some goofies online think that that's some type of joke or that's not valid or enough about the bleachers, but the bleachers are the heartbeat of that stadium. They are the core of the fans. And there is a code in a way. And that's why you hear the roll call loud where they chant the players' names. But then you don't really hear any other time. Judge could hit three home runs. You might get an MVP, but not really from the bleachers. Like, we root for the laundry. You would never hear the bleacher creatures chant, "We want Soto," while Trent Grisham has the bat in his hand with the ability to homer. Like, so when Judge spoke on that, I remember then saying Judge was a silencer because Judge homered that night. So the Yankees didn't get swept. Even today, Judge homered, silencer again, just to silence some of these Yankee fans that are super critical and crazy and ridiculous and irrational. And you're going to get a mix of that with Juan Soto. Now, there is a small, small percentage of Yankee fans that are going to say, man, I love what that guy did for us last year. We knew he was a one-year rental, and we got to the World Series, and he was a big part of that. He gave us some great moments. I'm going to applaud him for that. I don't hate him for that. But I'm telling you, that's like 10% of the 100%. There's 90% of Yankee fans that are either going to boo, chant F. Juan Soto, or chant some type of Trent Grisham or something to heckle him when he's in there. And that's another thing, too. Regardless of all that, you're not on our team. You're on the opposing team. Nobody's have got it in right field. So get ready for it, Juan. I can't wait. They're not going to DH him. That's another thing that we can put to bed, too, especially after getting the mental health day today. As I checked the Mets score, the Mets are down 2-0 at the end of the second inning. Maybe we will see a Juan Soto pinch hit appearance. But yeah, he got the mental health day today, and he's got the off day tomorrow. All of that, why? Because obviously the Yankee fan and the environment in Yankee Stadium has been talked about so much, it's in their heads. All right, let's give Juan the day off, his first day off, and obviously the day off tomorrow. You don't even have to get on a plane. You have to travel. It's from Queens to the Bronx. Let's go to Gary and Waterbury back on the Fan.
McFair the Cavalier.
You're.
Foo Philly and Foo Soto.
Buck Faustin.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. That too. But Soto, he's not just getting booed once. He is going to see the loudest boos we've seen there every single time.
Oh,
every at bat.
You're spot on.
You're going to hear it.
There'll be different people at each game. So everybody's coming to get their pound of flesh. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Of course. Of course. Would you bean him? The question is, would you bean him to turn it up another notch?
No. I'm not throwing at anybody.
Not a head. Not head hunting.
I'm honestly not giving him a pitch to hit. We know he'll work his walks. I'm not giving him a pitch to hit. I wouldn't pitch to Pete Alonso either. Pete Alonso does damage in Yankee Stadium. We'll see. I'm confident in Rodon and Clark and Max Fried. We'll see what the situation calls for. But nobody's throwing at him. We're not like that. Like, we're not mad at him like that.
Wow.
Like, the players aren't mad
at
him. Max Fried never played on the same team as him.
That would set it off, though. That would be the ultimate.
If they throw at Judge, then you maybe return serve. But no one's going to throw at him, Gary. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. The Yankees are going to try to win. They're going to try to score more runs than the Mets. They're going to try to limit the damage of Juan Soto. I'll tell you this. I bet on Juan Soto every week. I've definitely already lost like $300 to $400 betting on Juan Soto this season because he hasn't been what I thought he was going to be. I'll have bets on him to homer every single game. I'll be taking his total bases. You don't get bases for walks, but I expect Juan Soto in this homecoming to feel, like he felt last year a bit. And then also breathe it in like, oh, yeah, I'm the villain now. This is different. And channel it. He's that type of player. He's that type of robot. He's that type of cyborg in his programming. Like, he's going to download the hate, process it, and then he's going to be operating his operating system on a very high level. He's going to be dialed. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't give him anything to hit, but I also wouldn't be throwing at him. We're not doing that. John in Massbeth on the Fan. What's up, John?
Oh, what's up, Keith? Yeah, I was going to call and say something about the Knicks, but all this Juan Soto talk, you know how it's got me feeling, man.
I know you can't wait.
Listen, though. I can't wait either, and I think I might do something stupid come this weekend. I don't want to.
Pay $500 for tickets?
What?
Do something stupid,
nah,
like pay $500 for one ticket?
I got
That's what's happening.
$100 in ones. got a couple $100 of ones that might go make it rain on him over there in right field.
If you throw money onto the field, you're out of there.
I don't care. Listen, if I dump that $500 ones right on Juan Soto ahead, have my fat ass not even jump the walls, maybe just fall off the wall and then go run over there, dump $500 in ones on his head, man. I would love for nothing.
You're going to need that. You need that money for bail, John. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. That's creative. I haven't heard that. Make it rain on him. He's a money man. He's all about the money. Can you imagine there being, even if somebody just throws 10 $1 bills onto the warning track, just the optics of that is hilarious. But don't do that. I'm not encouraging that. You'll get thrown out. And like I said, you'll need that money for bail. I now know where the Yankee jail is in Yankee Stadium, and now I understand when they take them off the field where they go. Now when I've seen people be escorted, now I know exactly where they're going. Don't let that be you. Don't be stupid. Don't do that at all. Lou is in Astoria on the Fan next. How are you, Lou?
How you doing, Keith? Long time, no talk.
I'm good.
Listen, on the Knicks, I mean, you know, tonight they better get it done because these guys, they can go wild with us throwing, making those threes. And I don't want to see a game that we lose because their superstar is out. We got to get it done today. As far as Brunson is concerned, I watched both the Knicks now and before, way back. And I think he's right now the most talented player I have seen. But he has to get the championship just like Willis Reed and Clyde Frazier did. You got to get it done, okay? I mean, I love George and my son loves it too, but you know what? Until he makes it done in the playoff, we win a championship. Personal records, I don't really care, okay? That's the way I look at the thing. And as far as the Subway Series is concerned, listen, if they F Soto like they F Altuve, with a Mets fan when it comes to Citi Field, F Judge, even though he doesn't deserve it, how about that?
It wouldn't have the same ring to it. Thanks for the call, Lou. F Aaron Judge. I don't know. You got to run that by the 7 line. I don't think they would do that, but it doesn't have the same ring to it. I don't expect the Juan Soto, F Juan Soto chance to ring out like Altuve. Honestly, I was trying to police that in the stadium. That got super corny. I was there the first time, right? 10% capacity. It was Cinco de Mayo weekend. I believe it was May 3rd. I was in the bleachers, and it was something that happened organically. Altuve came out for warmups. And I don't know who started in the bleachers, but we all joined in. And I even have the video on my Twitter. I'll try and resurface it and put it out tonight. I even said, I'm like, I know there are children in here. We usually don't do this. I don't encourage the profanity. This is before I was even on the radio. I definitely don't encourage profanity now. You can't curse on the radio. But I'm like, this guy, like, we're about to wear this guy out. This guy's going to hear it. He's going to feel it. And in a 10% capacity crowd, it felt like a full Yankee Stadium. It sounded like that on TV. What was bad about that was, I think in the last game of that series, it was actually Altuve's birthday. He homered, he shut us up. And then what I did not know was that from 2021, 2022, 2023, and even still parts of 2024, goofies were showing up to Yankee Stadium to get drunk and chant F Altuve when he wasn't there. I'm like, what have we done? What have we done? This has now become a more popular chant than Let's Go Yankees. I don't expect that with Juan Soto. There will be some F Juan Soto chants, but I don't expect the whole stadium to break out into it. Just expect booze. It's the Bronx cheer. There will be a lot of booze. Cooper is in New Rochelle before we take our next break on the Fan. What's up, Coop?
Hey, how are you, my man?
So good,
I love when you give predictions. I'm doing great. I love when you get predictions, when you give predictions, because you had the Celtics written off. They were down by 7. Now they're around 2 points away. So it will come back to the Madison Square Garden for Game 6, which will be great.
It's halftime.
To be
it's
able
tied.
To potentially celebrate. There you go. They were down by. You were. You had them buried.
Is the game over?
They were down by 7. You had them buried.
They're gonna most likely lose the game, and it doesn't matter if I have them buried.
Listen, they're playing without Tatum. They're playing without Tatum. It makes sense. But why this whole Soto thing on May 14th? The Yankees are playing well. They're probably doing better without Soto, and the Mets are playing well.
You listen to the station at all today?
All this hate.
You listen to the station at all over the last few months?
last few months? Of course I have, but it's about what the results are on the field, isn't it?
No, it's about all of those things. Thanks for the call, Coop. One, it doesn't matter if I bury the Celtics. Everyone buried the Knicks. It's 59-59 at halftime. What does that mean? Did you place a first half bet? I think the Celtics were favored. I think they were favored 1.5. And that didn't cash. And as far as Juan Soto, are you dense? Like, Juan Soto is the whole crux of this thing. Juan Soto is the whole thing that is, like, everybody is advertising and talking about. Boomer had a take on it earlier today. Tiki had a take on it earlier today. I can't have a take on it. I think I should have a take on it, especially as someone who's been in that stadium and sat in that stadium more than both of them combined, or probably everybody at the station combined. I just know what it's going to be. That's all I'm speaking on. Why on May 14th? Because we have the Knicks game on live right now. I can't call the game on air. We can't react to that until it's over. The results on the field? Sure. I'll take some calls on the Yankees if anybody wants to talk about Will Warren and how great he's been in his last two starts. Let's talk about the Yankees road trip. They go to Sacramento. They win two games. They go to Seattle. They win two games. They win two more series. That's great because you know what now? That's three series wins in a row leading up to the Subway Series. Don't bury the lead. If it bleeds, it leads. We know what to talk about. You know, I don't think anybody's really trying to talk to me about how, like, Randy Arozarena didn't kill us this series and he's killed us so many times with the Tampa Bay, you know what I'm saying? But call up. If you guys want to talk about Paul Goldschmidt and Trent Grisham, I'll be your Huckleberry. But you act like I'm the one coming up with the Juan Soto stuff. No, I'm just giving you my thoughts and takes on it. A fan on the fan. 888-808-1019. When we come back, we'll continue to talk Knicks because it is halftime, so we can weigh in on the first half stuff. I'll have Rami tap in with me. Rami Lavie is producing. Big Knicks fan. Big Yankees fan. That goes to a lot of Mets games as well, so I'll probably get his opinion on the Subway Series. And then more of your calls and thoughts on Juan Soto, the Knicks, the Yankees. The Mets, I think, are still down here, but they, you know, can bounce back. It's a lot of game left, and eventually later in the night, we'll talk about Pete Rose and the NFL schedule release. I got 5 hours. I got plenty of time. We're only 90 minutes in. Keith McPherson on the fan. KM to AM returns right after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics tied 59-59 as we await the second half. And we look at the box score quickly here. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Jalen Brunson leads the Knicks with 13 points. Right behind him is Josh Hart with 12. Mikal Bridges, 7. Karl-Anthony Towns, 8. Got some points off the bench. Deuce McBride with 8. Mitchell Robinson with 6. OG with 5. As for who's carrying the weight for Boston with Tatum out, Derek White has 19. He's hit 5 out of 9 threes. Jaylen Brown has 17. He's hit all 3 of his 3-point shot attempts. Al Horford with 7. And Peyton Pritchard off the bench with 6, the sixth man of the year. Look, I think it's this simple. We've seen the Knicks come out of halftime with a different energy since Mikal Bridges talked about them doing layup lines in the first round. We've seen them come out with a real urgency to start the second half. If they do that or if they don't do that, which I expect them to do that, in the fourth quarter, they have a stone-cold killer, an absolute demon, number 11, the smallest guy on the floor in Jalen Brunson. So if it's a 20-point game, if it's a 10-point game, a 1-point game, I expect Brunson to close. Let's bring in Rami Lavi, producing the show, Knicks fan. Has been watching the game in here and has been looking at some stuff as well. Rami, what have you seen as the second half gets underway? Who do you want to give any props or credit to? And what are you looking for as far as the Knicks closing this one and ending this series?
I fully agree with you. If this was the Knicks were down 20 points, maybe I'd be a little bit nervous. No, it's a close game. As long as they're within 5 or 10 points going into the fourth quarter, Brunson's going to do what he does in the fourth quarter. So this is fine for the Knicks. Did you think... And now we got some.
Yeah, because I think because Cornett is who
he elbowed Josh Hart.
Yeah, yes. And he just got physical with Josh Hart, and Josh Hart didn't like it because his eye is probably really sensitive right now.
Right.
And this is what happens when you are on your last leg. Okay, no, that was Jalen Brown pushing him. I thought it was Jalen Brown getting physical with him. But like they're trying to be tough right now, and it's
but they
corny.
Have to do that. Look, this is a championship team. They still have the heart of a champion. They didn't win a championship because of Jason Tatum. Brown was the finals MVP. They have a whole team. It wasn't just Tatum. Obviously Tatum was a big part of it. He's their best player, but you thought they were just going to go away. They weren't.
No, I don't think they're going away, but I think it looks bush league when you're doing that extra handsy stuff. Like,
yeah,
now you want to get physical because you can't outright beat them, so you're trying to get in their head.
And the Knicks have been the more physical team all series. The Knicks' toughness is what's led them to this point. And just a couple of things from the first half. Derek White and Jaylen Brown, they're two stars now, are carrying them. They're a combined 8 of 12 from 3 in the first half. And you've said who I want to give props to. Mitchell Robinson, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. If he's going 4 for 4 from the free throw line, that kills their whole strategy. Towns was in foul trouble, 3 fouls in the first half. We've seen that all too many times this postseason. And the Knicks brought Mitchell Robinson, and guess what? They didn't have to put him on the bench because he was getting fouled because he's hitting his free throw. So all of a sudden, that kills the strategy. So
the hack of Mitch can't work anymore.
Yep, I like where the Knicks are right now. So far, again, it's a 1-point game in the second half, beginning of the third quarter. I expect the Knicks, and Josh Hart just hit another 3. I mean, I think that's his 3rd of the night. So, you know, you poke the bear, he's got 15 points. He's got 3
He's dialed
threes.
In. Yeah, he's
exactly.
Pissed off. So, like, okay, I'm putting you guys out of your misery. This is how you want it? Then this is how you're going to get it.
And I love one last thing. I just love Mikal Bridges. I know he's only 3 for 8 from the field, but he came out aggressive on both sides, looking for his shot, which we've seen sometimes him shy away from. He's on defense. He's being aggressive, which he does a lot. And so Mikal Bridges has been awesome in this game. And, you know, you said it before, it's going to be back and forth. I expect it to continue to be back and forth. I don't expect Boston to lay down, but in the fourth quarter, I trust Jalen Brunson.
And bro, their fans are weak as hell. That shot they just showed with Drew Holiday laying it up, he just made that bucket and won. They showed the whole section behind the rim and 2 people clapped.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
2 people clapped their hands. These guys, they're sitting there out of it.
I saw some people saying that on social media. Obviously, I don't really have the sound on much in here, and I saw Tommy and Evan were talking about it. Something's going on with the Boston fans because people are on them tonight.
They're dejected, right? They think they're title town. They thought that they had another trip to at least the Eastern Conference Finals in the books. No respect for the Knicks. And now you have to respect them. I think right now you're seeing the Celtics' best shot. Their last breath. Like they are on their last leg, giving their last bit of energy. And I think the Knicks withstand it. And when we get into the fourth quarter, it's closing time. 888-808-1019. My guy, limo driver Ed in Bloomsbury, New Jersey on the Fan.
Yeah, man, I'm on my way to West Point. I got to pick up a cadet up there. So I'm making my way. I'm on 287 right now. But listen, I'm pissed off right now because will you please stop playing the zone? I said it last night is that you got to play up on these guys, White, Brown, and what's it called? The three guys you should know, play up on them. That's all you got to do. These guys will not
gonna
have
shoot.
Eight threes.
Yeah, they're going to shoot. If they get a foot of space, they're shooting.
Difference. Right. So stop playing that zone. You keep getting beat on it. Move up. Play D.
Yeah.
Play in
Guard the perimeter. Close out.
Like right. Stop doing what you're doing. That's the only reason why. These guys are getting wide open threes. They're playing zone. Get up and play defense on these guys. That's asinine.
Yeah, I think you'll see it here. I think you'll see it here in the second half and in the fourth quarter when it's time to get stopped.
Stop it. And listen, I'm not a coach, and I would know that. Try playing D on these dudes. If you play tight and you play up in their face, they're not wide open for three.
Well, we shall see. What else you got, Ed?
Brother, that's about it, man.
Josh Hart bangs another three.
Hey. And listen, and tell Gio and them to stop talking about you in the morning because I couldn't get through, man. I don't like that.
What'd they say? I'm always asleep.
They were talking about you this morning. They were talking about, I guess, what were they talking about? They were talking about one of the guys that said something. I was running, man.
I don't know. Somebody else tell me.
Yeah, they will. They will. Or you can listen to them. But Gio definitely was talking about you.
That's fine.
All right.
I don't mind.
And they said, about what's called my man Sims taking off from work or something.
Boomer
said, you know why he took off and you said something. And then they said, I'm saying to myself, why are they worried about what Sims is doing? Worry about their own
stuff. Yeah. We
That's
shouldn't worry
should
about anybody's time off. Thanks for the call, Ed. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I'd be asleep during those hours, so I didn't catch that. And I don't mind. Talk about me during the morning, the midday, the afternoon. Give me some promo. Tell people KM to AM, 7 p.m. to 12, on air, streaming on the free Odyssey app, also on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch. Not hard to find. not hard to find. And, yeah, felt like I had to, say something in on behalf of Dave Sims. And then I even threw Michael K. out there yesterday. Michael K. was off. Michael K. did not do the Sacramento series or the...
he's never in Seattle.
Well, the Kaster was... which, again, like we shouldn't be talking about anybody's time off or what people are doing.
Yeah, I'm not saying he should.
The Kaster took his wife to Paris, and it was a birthday gift Mother's Day. Who cares, bro? As anybody that comments on somebody else... Like, I know when I was out for paternity leave, there were comments on, you know, how long my paternity leave was, and I thought it was funny. There was a joke that I think Recco landed. Where he said something like, Keith McPherson has been on paternity leave so long he just dropped his son off at college. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I'm up in the middle of the night changing diapers, losing my mind because I'm not sleeping. My wife's recovering from a C-section, and I'm doing all the work as far as, like, trying to take care of the baby and take care of her. I'm like, I can't go to work. I'm not coming back. I'm out here being a dad for the first time. It was a lot. But, yeah, to close that one, I don't care. I didn't hear it in the morning, and... I know everything that I say is heard. I know everything that I say and put on the internet travels. So they're allowed to rebuttal and they're allowed to speak on it. And I'm sorry if you didn't like it, Ed, but I think I said what I said. And I wasn't the only one in that regard speaking on that type of stuff. Watching this game here, I mean, like, there's about 9.5 minutes left. It just, the pace is slowed down. The pace is slowed down. And this is tense up time. This is the time where, you know, somebody's got to get hot. Somebody's got to find it. And this, again, this is the Celtics' last leg. This is the Celtics knowing they're facing elimination if they don't go on a run. And I don't see them going on a run. They need Tatum to go on those big runs. They need Tatum to help them with the, you know, 20-point lead. I don't see them getting a 20-point lead tonight. It's physical as Brunson just takes a shot and goes down. Keep an eye on that as well as the Met game. The Mets are down 2-0, bottom of the fourth here, trying to get something going. Only have one hit in the game. And, I mean, they already took the series. But anyway, back to the phones. Talking about the Mets, a lot of you were calling to weigh in on Juan Soto. Let's continue with that. Rob in New London, Connecticut on the fan. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Keith. What up, what up? How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, actually. Thank you for asking. So, who's on the mound this weekend for the Mets?
Tylor McGill, Griffin Canning, and David Peterson, I believe.
Okay, I guess I'm worried about Canning because we've never seen him before. And, you know, the Yankees historically, are we worried about that? We've never seen him. Remember the days
we saw him with the Angels. I actually think
he shut us down or
what? I think 2 years ago, I got to go and look. I'll pull that up right now. I think 2 years ago, he did pitch well against us. I remember being mad about it. Like, Griffin Canning? Who the hell is Griffin Canning? Okay.
Well, then he can't do any, maybe he can't do any, better than he did the last time. So there we go.
He's been great. So I expect him to continue to be great against the Yankees.
Well, okay, well, we'll see. We're not, you know, too bad ourselves. And I get nervous about sinker sliders, and we're not facing Clay Holmes, so I feel good about that. Trent Grisham, do you think this lasts all year?
I do.
I'm really impressed by this guy.
Yeah, and it's funny.
I really like him.
Matt Carpenter just announced his retirement, and we all remember Matt Carpenter's run. And I think a couple weeks ago I saw a thread about, you know, who's having Lynn Sanity run, they call it. Matt Carpenter versus what Trent Grisham's doing. And I'm like, what Trent Grisham is doing, I think, is a product of him playing every day and seeing pitches every day and him being underestimated and leading off and getting that first crack at these pitchers. I don't think it's fluky. I think it can continue.
Yeah, hey, so trivia. Well, who are the three amigos? Can you name them from the early 90s?
The three amigos from the early 90s.
Yep. Yes.
No. What are we talking about? What sport? What team? The Three Amigos. Who was nicknamed the Three Amigos?
New York. It was the New York Yankees, and it was the part of the. They were pitchers, and they were. They were in the 90s. They were called the Three Amigos. I have the answer. I'll tell you when if you want to tap out.
I was about to say I'm on Google already. I'm like I've never heard this. The Yankees Three Amigos. Yeah, all right. So give us the answer.
Jeff Johnson, Wade Taylor, Scott Kamenicki.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that. That was the 1990 Yankees.
1991, I think. That was the year I believe Brian Taylor was drafted and then ended up busting his hand because he got into a bar fight. And he was that prodigy. You remember Brian Taylor?
No. Thanks for the call, Rob. I was my son's age at that time. I was 2. I don't remember that. And then when I went to, you know, the 3 different colleges I went to, there was no course on the 1990 Yankees. I didn't learn that. I missed that one completely. You got it, though. 888-808-1019. Looking for Griffin Canning. Okay, let's see. Going back to 2004... Griffin Canning versus NYY, May 28th, LA hosts New York. The Anaheim Angels win 4-3. He goes 5 innings pitched, gives up 9 hits, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, 1 homer. So he didn't exactly dominate the New York Yankees then. Let's see if there was another outing. Maybe it was, that's why I said, I think it might have been 2 years ago, not 2024. Maybe 2023 that I remember being frustrated. I remember them going to Anaheim and losing to the Angels and me being like, this team is not good. They find ways to lose. They're like, this is not going to work. And it was around the time that, like, I think I got off the quote unquote roller coaster and Buster only floated an idea out about the Yankees trading for Shohei Ohtani and I knew it was nonsense. Okay, yes, July 17th. The Anaheim Angels versus the New York Yankees. Griffin Canning goes 5 2/3, gives up 6 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned runs, 3 walks, 12 strikeouts. That's exactly when it was. That's exactly when it was. Because that next day I had a show, and I'm like, Griffin Canning, bro, 12 strikeouts? Like, this team is cooked. They're not trading for Ohtani. They're not making the postseason. I'm like, you glass half full. Yankee fans can keep hope alive, but I'm out. I'm off the roller coaster. I did not enjoy the ride. July 17th, I was out. And I think the day before, Griffin Canning shut down the Yankees in Anaheim, struck out 12. So don't be surprised if he remembers some of that. Obviously, it's a different team, but there's a couple guys still here. And with this Mets pitching lab, you just got to give them like respect and credit for what they've done with all of these guys. They're all pitching well, and their bullpen. And not one of these guys is like a household name or a sought-after guy. They're all projects. They're all, like, for the most part, like guys that weren't thought of to be what they have been, and collectively they've been really good. Carlos is in Queens on the fan. What's up, Lowe's?
Hey, what's happening?
You know, watching the game, looking up stats, talking about the Mets, the Yanks.
Listen, I got to be honest with you. I was over there at Saks Fifth Avenue. I see this new brand, McPherson brand. You heard me. I see you shining out there, you know. So that's first things first. Congrats on that. The brand is...
Imagine I get my clothing line in Saks Fifth Ave one day. Anything is possible.
You definitely shining, so shout outs to that. I love it. But we gotta talk about, you know, what we always talk about, the Mets against the Yankees. So listen, I understand you always commenting on Soto. You always commenting, like, right away. You like one of the ones right away to comment on Soto. So I know it hurts a little bit, you know, that we signed him still.
Nah, it's just easy money. I like this Yankees team. Much deeper lineup. It's easy money for me to comment online about Juan Soto. People get, like, so triggered by me,
yeah,
and I just mute the conversation. One of my boys,
yeah,
shout out to Boker. Boker's like, yo, I'm just going to text you instead of tweeting at you. I'm like, dude, I didn't even see your tweet. I muted the conversation. And he laughed like, yo, like, I bet you get a bunch of notifications from Twitter. I'm like, I don't. My notifications are off. I chuck and duck. I say something on Twitter, and then I mute the conversation.
But listen, at the end of the day, you know, it's going to be a good series. We're not really throwing, you know, I'm not happy that we're throwing Cannon and Miguel. They're not really, you know, they're pitching good. But, like, we face subpar 500 teams. You know, it's going to show a lot what we're capable of, just because you guys are, you know, look what you did to Seattle. Like, you guys are just rolling through everybody in the American League. So, you know, we will see. But definitely a good weekend to, you know, catch up on the good old rivalry, and you know, but I almost guarantee you guys are gonna go hard on Soto, and I really think that he's gonna come through and shut y'all up, because that's what he does. When the pressure's cooking, you know, he levels up and he says, you know what, hold my bat, let me put the tie to the side. Superman comes out the booth, and you know, that's what I'm expecting.
I'm betting on it. I'm literally going to bet on it every day. Thanks for the call, Carlos. Yeah, you know, and I'll say something too about the Subway Series. I used to duck the Subway Series because it brings out hella casuals. And what I mean by casuals, I don't care about your knowledge or like what you know or don't know about baseball. I hate that. I hate the know-it-all baseball fans that think they're like, oh, you know, this guy doesn't know anything. Like, you can't know everything about baseball. There's too much to know. But when I talk about casuals, I mean like people that are just looking for somewhere to go to be in the vibe, be in the – it's New York, right? So Yankee Stadium, Juan Soto, Mets versus Yankees, that dynamic – there are going to be a lot of casuals that don't usually go to games, that are just looking for a place to drink. Some people are going to not know what to do. That's why when people are saying, you know, how many people are going to get thrown out? What are Yankee fans going to do? I'm like, for the most part, people that are in those seats around right field, around the right field foul pole, are paying a lot of money to be there, or they're season ticket holders, and they don't want to get thrown out, especially if they plan on coming to all three games. Like, you know, you have to behave. But there are going to be a select few individuals that are just hammered on a Friday night. Don't let us get the rain delay. Don't let us get the rain delay on Friday night where there's extra time to booze up. And you got to watch out for those people. I've been at the Subway Series. I've seen people get drinks thrown on them. I've seen people get punched. I've seen people get disrespected. I've seen things elevate so fast. I'm telling y'all to, like, leave that energy at home and protect each other and look out for one another. And that's the other side of it, too. Somebody that lives in your hood, somebody that you went to high school with, somebody that's a Met fan that doesn't usually come to Yankee Stadium is going to be there. They're going to be Yankee and Met fan family members and friends that are together, and that is the vibe. That is the energy. New York City coming together and watching our teams go at it and being good hosts to the Met fan, right? You can obviously heckle and have banter, but there's got to be a line. I'm encouraging y'all to just, like, be respectful, because a lot of times I see people that just don't know how to behave in the ballpark take it to a level that it doesn't need to get to. There are also kids around. So try to watch your mouth. with the profanity and just think before you do something reckless or crazy and avoid the bookings, beloved, because the Yankee court is right there and the courthouse is right down the street and they're going to be on high alert. Security, they know what time it is. And they're going to have a meeting and they're going to be prepped on, hey, establish dominance over all visitors. And if you see something even kind of percolating, get them up out of the section. Don't let it happen in your section. Like, stop it before it actually starts. Bob in Utica. What's up, Bob? You're on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going? I'm just want to say I'm a big fan. I travel quite a bit and I always got you on. And I came to talk about, because I'm actually going to be going down to the game on Friday. And first off, couldn't agree with you more with what you just said. You know, it is, at the end of the day, it's just a game. But, I mean, it's not fun without heckling, but everyone needs to know, you know, what that line is. You know, just be a normal, you know, human to your own, you know. But Anyways, I was thinking, now bear with me, wouldn't it be something if somehow the crowd, when he came to the plate, it was, you know, crickets? That would be more powerful.
Impossible.
Than booze. I know it'll never happen.
Impossible.
Think about it.
Well, all right, let's think about it. If every Yankee fan in there, let's say there are 47,000 fans and, I don't know, 30,000 of them are Yankee fans, and all 30,000 were quiet, the other 17,000 are going to be like, yeah, let's go, Juan. Come on, Soto. Juan Soto. So, like, are Yankee fans going to be quiet in their own building and let Met fans control? And it's just not going to happen. I'll say this.
I guess I just assumed there'd be more Yankee fans than Met fans, but maybe it would be like a good, what, you think?
I mean, 70, I gave 30? It 30 to, if there's 47,000, 30,000 Yankee fans, maybe let's say 15,000 Met fans and then 2,000 tweeners. I don't really know the exact numbers. There's no way to know. But I do know this. There is no way to police fans. There is no way to command a group to do one thing. There is no silence. There is no turning your back. It is a little bit of everything. And it's monkey see, monkey do. It's group think. It's follow the next person. If one person starts booing, the next guy is booing. Because that doesn't take much thought or creativity. That's just easy to do.
Well, in that case, we'll just have to, you know, rain the booze on them then.
The Bronx cheer. Expect it. Thanks for the call, Bob. 808-888-808-1019. I just think it's funny to hear anybody campaign for all the fans to do one thing. It's not possible. I also think it's funny for people to question why fans are going to boo or be negative. What? It's obvious. It's obvious. You'll hear it. You'll see it. And it'll be a mix of everything. And one thing I guarantee is it's not just going to be the first pop. It's not going to be the bottom of the first when Soto first gets out there. Or, you know, the top of the first where he's going to bat in the first inning. That'll actually be the first thing. He'll come to bat, number 22, Juan Soto, whatever his walkout music is. It won't be the El Alfa song that he had, you know, about Yankee 22, the El Bronx song. It'll be whatever it is, and it'll be drowned out by boo. And then some group of fans will get a F Juan Soto chant. How many people join in? I don't know. And then Juan could silence the crowd and homer. And then it's going to be throw it back, throw it back, throw the ball back. I wouldn't throw that ball back if I was. If it's me, I'm taking that ball. I'm probably going to hold that Juan Soto homer. Like Juan Soto's first homer as a Met in Yankee Stadium. If you get that ball and the fans around you are saying throw it back, I'm going to have to leave the section with that one. But yeah, you'll get the throw it back chance. And then when the inning ends and Juan Soto gets his glove and runs out to the field, it's going to be mostly booze. It is what it is.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Andre in the Bronx on the Fan. Yeah, hey, Dre, you ready to go? Yep. You live,
baby. Yeah, buddy, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, listen. All right, number one, I hope nobody don't do anything stupid. If they do, they should get locked up and thrown out, right? That's the first thing, right?
They will.
If you want to be mad at somebody, be mad at the Yankees. Well, the Yankees traded for Soto, right? They could have signed him, and they probably could have got him for $600 million, right? And he would have signed on the line, but they wanted to see what kind of year he was going to have. And, of course, he wanted the most money. You can't be mad.
No, I don't. I just disagree with that. We know what Juan Soto is and what he was. The year that we were evaluating him was the year that he was in our building. They offered him $760 million. They've never offered anyone that. They didn't offer Judge anywhere close to that.
No, they didn't. But at the end of the day, right, they knew what they were getting into when they made the trade. So my whole thing, and I was telling my brother, I said, yo, you know what? Sign Soto, give him something that he won't refuse before he even goes on the market, and then you got him locked up. But the thing about it is, he was here for 1 year. I've been a Yankees fan all my life, and I'm 60 years old, so we had him. He took us to a World Series. It's over. Don't boo him. You know, just let him do his thing, because he's going to wish that he never signed with the Mets after a while. That's
he's getting booed. He's getting booed every at-bat. He's getting booed in the outfield every time he comes out.
Okay.
It's a guarantee. It's a lock. If you could bet on it, bet the house on it.
Okay, man. And if that's what they want to do, fine, man. But, I mean, we're okay. We've rebounded quite nicely. I would have liked to see them sign Corbin Burns, but they don't do what Andre says. You understand?
Because they got Max Fried. Corbin Burns didn't want to come here. Corbin Burns went back to Arizona where I believe he already had a place, and he didn't want to be a Yankee. It's cheaper out there. Yeah, I'm glad that they got Max Fried. I love watching Max Fried pitch.
No.
Max Fried didn't have it per se last night. They should have won that game, though. But Max Fried, the pivot to get Max Fried happens because Juan Soto chose to be a Met. Everything happened perfectly fine by me. I'm good with it.
But we need one more pitcher, though. We need one more pitcher.
Luis Hill will come back at some point, and that trade deadline will hit right after that. And Brian Cashman's not going to just go with Ryan Yarbrough and Will Warren the rest of the way. He's going to see who's out there. I expect them to trade for a starting pitcher. I expect for them to trade for another bat as well.
Okay, great. Because, see, I trust you because you're a Yankee fan just like me. So you're to be trusted. And like I said, we're going to be fine without Soto.
We already are. Thanks for the call, Dre. I think that was the first thing I said. This worked out for both sides. So anybody that thinks the Yankee fan is still coping or salty, you're clearly not watching the Yankees games. I remember people saying that Cody Bellinger and Paul Goldschmidt in the aggregate were going to try to make up for what Juan Soto was. No. Paul Goldschmidt has turned Pete Rose, pun intended. Ben Rice has emerged as an actual DH that I did not know he could be a DH like that. And yeah, there's a 16-3 run in the last 4.5 minutes in Boston. Sam Hauser's playing because he has to. And Derek White and these guys, they are out there shooting like their lives depended on it. It is now 84-70 Celtics. But you know that 14-point lead ain't safe. Silly Rabbits, we played this game multiple times. So here's the Celtics run. How are they going to close? Who's closing this out for them? This is the last little bit of, let's get these fans excited. Come on, make some noise, Boston. Yeah, just to be disappointed in the fourth. I think that the Knicks can still win the game, but they might want to come back to New York and do it on their home floor and then have the fans go into the 7th Ave, and then Friday is going to be a ridiculous day in New York. I'll be in the Bronx. Maybe you'll be there for Yankees-Mets, and then maybe we have a Game 6 in Madison Square Garden, and all the subways and trains and highways and byways will be shut down. And, yeah, I'll be on the fan that night after the Yankee game to talk about it. Keith McPherson, about to take another break. It's about to be 9 o'clock. Stay with us. 2 hours down, 3 hours to go. KM to AM returns right after this.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.